Well, let's go over to Colossians 1. Haven't got off that yet. Maybe we'll get off it tonight. Maybe not. Colossians 1. We've been talking about seven steps to the highest kind of faith. We've been talking about knowing the reality of your redemption, but we've been talking about this specifically the last few weeks. The reality of our redemption as it concerns healing, that's a part of our redemption. That's part of the package that we received when we accepted Jesus. Whether we know it or not, let's just turn back to verse 9. Colossians 1, verse 9. It says, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding." How many of you know it's good to be filled with the knowledge of His will? Not just our own ideas. Not just our own ambitions or plans, but the knowledge of His will. How many of you know that the knowledge of His will get you through this life where you're supposed to be, not worn out, not with your relationships destroyed, not broke, but you'll be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. The knowledge of His will. I mean, right there, if you know what the will of God is and you're walking in it, you realize if it's God's will and it's His plan and it's His idea, that says so much right there, because if you're doing what He told you to do, the ability and the power to do it is already there. You know, He would be unjust if He told you to do something and He didn't give you the ability and the power to do it. So really, a lot of this life, if we'll just know what He told us to do at any part of it, we got it. That's half the battle right there. If you know what He's told you to do, then you already know that everything you need is there. Because He doesn't just send you off into the corner of somewhere without provision, without direction, without help. I mean, how much, you know, if your company that you work for, if you work for your company, maybe you work for yourself, let's say you work for a company. If they just flew you out in the middle of nowhere, just said, you know what, your number came up, you're getting on a plane this week. Where am I going? You'll find out. You bored? And you end up, you know, some remote part of the country, and you get off and, you know, you're supposed to fend for yourself. Yeah, we sent you, you know, we find out it's some conference out there, but you got to find your own car. You got to find your own hotel. Got to find your own meals. Don't have any clue where anything is to begin with. And they just kind of send you out there and just leave you. Now, how many of you know? If that happened to you at a company, you would not think that was normal. You would not think that was right. If they're sending you somewhere, but they're not going to take care of anything, they're not going to really tell you anything about it, they're just going to say, yeah, we'll see how well you do. Kind of like an initiation or something. Yeah, would you want to stay at that company? I don't know. You might. Maybe you like that kind of thing. I don't know. But I don't. I know every company I work for, if they tell me to go somewhere and they send me to go somewhere, they pay for it. And they make all the arrangements. I mean, I might have to do some stuff, get some places, but they take care of it. How much more do you think God is that way? If He tells us to do something, He's going to provide for it. You don't have to worry about that. Now, there may be an illusion. It may look like, this is where the challenge comes in, like it is with every part of faith. You may feel, you may see, wait a minute, I don't know where the provision is. I don't know how this is going to work out. That doesn't mean it's not working out. That just means you don't see it yet. There's a difference. If he told, what you have to know is that he told you. Did he tell you what to do? And if we'll just center up on that all the time, you know, I've got a couple of guys that worked for airlines here. You know, I'm not a pilot. I just know just normal stuff about airplanes. But I do know that when you're flying, you don't just start flying and that's it. And boy, you're going to end up where at your destination. When you start flying, you know, there are winds pushing you different ways. You have to constantly correct if you're going to get to where you want to go. Is that right? Yeah. I mean, you may be, the wind may be going this way, so you basically got to angle this way to end up over there because it's going to push you like that. And if you just go straight, you're going to end up somewhere there, right? So you got it. You have to make adjustments. You don't just set the course and that's it. We, as Christians, we ought to be checking every day. Am I doing what God told me to do today? Is this what? I'm not telling you, saying you get anxious about it. I'm saying you just get up and, Lord, what do you want me to do? I mean, you already have an agenda figured out. I mean, I'm not saying you wig out or be flaky about it. I'm just saying that you should be assured that you're doing what God told you to do. And I'm telling you what, there's nothing better than knowing you're right in the center of God's will. There is confidence there. There is an assurance there that he sent me here. If he sent me here, if he told me to do this today, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. That means the provision's there. That means the protection's there. That means everything I need is right there. And so you just go confidently around. I'm going to make it. Well, it doesn't look like you're going to make it. Okay, wait a minute. I'm where God told me to go. Okay, I'm going to make it. I don't have to think about whether I'm going to make it or not. What I have to do, come back and say, if you're tempted to think I'm not going to make it, take a step back and say, wait a minute. Am I doing what the Almighty told me to do? Now, if you're not sure, that's where you just got to stop and say, am I doing what he told me to do? Because you won't be assured, you won't be able to stand like you should if you're wondering. Because if you're wondering, it might be, well, I should have been over there. Well, if I should have been over there, I need to get over there as fast as I can. Because that's where he's told me to go. Out here, I'm in no man's land. I don't want to be here. Because if he told me to go there and I'm not there, then what am I listening to? Why am I over here? If the Lord told me to go over there, I'm listening to something that's not him. And if it's not him, I'm in the wrong territory. Now, I'm not saying that to put you in fear, because every Christian can hear the voice of God, and we've talked about that. If you haven't heard that, get online on our website, and we have a whole series on that we talked about not too long ago on being led by the Holy Spirit. But the fact is, he said right here, to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and understanding. So if you're in a certain place, you need to stop and say, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And you ought to check, because it's easy to drift. If we're not careful, it's easy to start drifting, and we were where we were supposed to go, but we kind of started doing this. We don't want to be like that. You want to check. And then if you check and you say, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So now if a challenge comes up, am I doing what God told me to do? The answer is yes. All right. Then he's with me. I mean, he's with you all the time, but he can only bless us to the measure that we're going to obey him. Okay, and we've talked about that before. He tells you to be over here, and you say, I'm going to be over here, you have a problem. And no amount of trying to quote scripture, no amount of trying to believe God, if you say, I'm going to believe God, but you're not going where he told you to go, you're not believing him. And you go and say, I'm going to go over here and do my thing, and oh, why, by the way, bless me, that's not how it works. And so many people are trying to make it work like that, it doesn't work. Our job as children of Almighty God, we need to say, God, where do you want me to be? Because everything we need is already right there. He's already commanded everything to be there. So now, If we're where he told us to be and we've checked and said, yeah, man, I am what I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing today. I know this. It may not be what the person next to me is doing. It may not be what somebody else is doing, but it's what I'm supposed to be doing. So you can't worry about what somebody else is doing. Well, they did it this way. So, there's 7 billion people on this earth. There's going to be all kinds of ways to do stuff. If you're going to do it the way somebody else did it and determine if that's God or not, you're going to miss it. Because God's going to lead you for your life every time. He's going to lead you for your children. You need to hear God for your children and how to bring them up and how to raise them, and they're all different. You found that out if you have more than one child. They are different. They're not the same. Not cookie cutter. No, we got to be led by God for our situation. But if we check up and we determine, yeah, I'm hearing from God. Now, whatever is going on, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, whether it's relational, you have to say, God, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? And if the answer is yes, I'm doing what I know to do, then you just gird up right in the face of it and stand up and say, well, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Therefore, this other stuff has got to dissipate because I've been redeemed from anything that's going to come against me. It might try to come against me, but it's got to move because I am going where the Lord is telling me to go, and he doesn't fail, and he is not, there's nothing that he shies away from. So if he's going here, and he said, this is where we're going, and this is the direction you're going, and I'm with him, we're going this way, and nothing is going to stop us. Amen? And so we can have an assurance. We can know, like we've been talking about this, we haven't even got to 112 yet, but we're talking about being redeemed. So if you know you're redeemed, and you've bowed your knee to him, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you can stand up in the face of anything and say, no, that's got to leave. Because I'm the child of Almighty God, and I'm doing what he told me to do. Therefore, whether people think it sounds funny or not, I am on a mission from God, and it's going to succeed. Right? Is this right? This is right. You can live like this. And it doesn't have to look like, you know, some people get it in their mind, it's got to be this big thing or something. I don't know. You know, some people go, well, if you had this big ministry or you start this big business or you're really famous or whatever, then you're really hearing from God. No, every one of us needs to hear from God in what we're doing. And if you're doing what the Almighty told you to do, it's a big deal. I don't care what it looks like. It's not a big deal, in other words, when men say it's a big deal. Because men say all kinds of stuff is a big deal and God is nowhere near it. Is it true or not? You can go to multiple cities around the country and you will find stadiums packed with people there to watch somebody, and God is nowhere near that place as far as he's not directing any of it. In fact, it's against him. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, there's a bunch of people there. It must be right. No, that doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. It just means that people are coming out to see something like people do. You notice how fast people drop stuff? You go try to put on something that was popular 10 years ago and see what kind of looks you get. Right? Now, if it's like 30 years ago, you're probably all right because it's probably in style right now. They're 35 or whatever, you know, it's cool. But you get off by about, you know, 10 to 20 years, you're looking like, go work, go. You know, right now, I mean, some of the stuff that was popular late 80s, 90s, meh. But, you know, wasn't too long ago, the 70s were back, you know, we're all wearing bell bottoms again and all this stuff. All it means is that some people got on a bandwagon, and they do that with anything. But God doesn't have that. He doesn't get up and get down and move over here and say, well, this is cool, so that's what you ought to do. God doesn't care about that. What he cares about is us obeying him. Amen? Is this too simple? No, this is right where we need to be. Because this will solve so many problems. Even what we're going to get to right next, you can't fully walk in what you're supposed to walk in when, see, if you don't know where you're supposed to be, and you know you're in a place that you shouldn't be, your conscience will bother you. And if your conscience bothers you, you're going to have a hard time standing against something. And you can try, and you can pray, you can talk about, you know, the goodness of God or whatever, but it will not erase and overrule your conscience. Your conscience will bother you when you know you're doing something that you shouldn't do. You can't get rid of it. And God made it that way. The only way you'll get rid of it is by lining up with what he told you to do, submitting to him. Submitting to him. The Bible says, we're going to turn to it, but James 4:7, it says submit to God. So the second part of that verse says resist the devil and he will flee from you. A lot of people like to quote that part. But the first part says submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That means the devil's not obligated to flee from you unless you're submitted to God. But once you're submitted to God, he knows he has to go. And there's a difference. When you know you are doing what the Almighty told you to do and you're on solid ground, I'm not talking about works now. I'm talking about just by faith, submitting yourself to what he told you to do. And it does take faith to do what he told you to do. But you do it by faith. Oh, there's no better place than that. When it doesn't look like you ought to be doing something, but you said, God, you said it, so here I go. There is freedom in that. That's not bondage. That's freedom because you are outside yourself. You are doing something that you wouldn't necessarily choose to do, but you're doing it because he told you to do, and you're doing it by faith, and you're relying on him to take care of whatever you don't understand or you don't do. There is freedom in that because you are centered up on what he told you to do. And there's a boldness that goes with that because you're like, this is beyond me anyway. Here we go. And something raises its head. It's like, you got to get out of the way because he told me to be here. I didn't make this up. Now get out of the way. You see that? Let's keep reading. Verse 9, it says, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Praise the Lord. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Walk worthy of him. Do we serve a mighty God? Do we serve a God that's worth serving? Is he the Lord of all? Yes. Then he says that we would walk worthy of him, that we would walk after him, worthy of him. Now, we know that the blood of Jesus has made us worthy. We get to that in just a minute. It talks about that. Yes, it's made us worthy, and we ought to walk like who we are. We've been bought with a price, and we are children of Almighty God, and we ought to act like it. In other words, it does not behoove us, and it's beneath us to act in certain ways that are against the word. Because we have been bought with a price, we've been put into the family, we've been redeemed, and then for us to go and act and go away from God and do things over here, it's just beneath us. We shouldn't mess with it because there's nothing good in it. It won't help us in any way. And if you look at it like that, so many people look some people that don't understand will look at following the Lord as bondage. Well, if I fully do what he told me to do, I just won't have any fun. I won't be able to do what I want to do. That's a lie. There is no better place than following him. There is no better life than following him. There's no better way of living life than being right where he told us to be. Right in the middle of his will. That is the best place we could be. And so there is no bondage. There is no, that isn't prison, that's freedom. And so if we'll look at it, some people say, oh, it just, you know, I just have to give up so much. No, no. I don't want to mess with anything that is not what he would have me to do. Because if I truly trust him, I want everything he wants for me. I want to be right where he told me to be. I want all of it. I want all of the plan of God for my life. I want to be right in the center. I want to be fully reliant on him. And that's freedom. That's not giving up anything. And you look at it like that, then when something comes at you, you're like, no, that's not even that. You know, it may be tempting to your flesh, it may be tempting to your mind, but when you look at it for what it is, if you look at it, that will take me away from right here, where I'm supposed to be. I'm not messing with that. I don't want to mess with that. That's nonsense. That's beneath me. Not in a prideful way. That I've been redeemed and bought at such a high price. Not messing with it. That'll flip things for you right there. Stuff that used to pull on you won't pull on you anymore because you're like, that's not really where I want to go. I don't want to do that. No. Instead of, oh, I wish I could do that. When you really realize what God has done and what is good about walking with him and right in the center, things that used to tempt you, you'll be free from. You'll walk right by and say, no, I'm not that stupid. I'm not going down that path. I know where that leads, and I like it here much better. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to go right here. I'm going to be right with God. I don't want to do anything that would take me anywhere away from him because this is too good. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Thank you, Lord. Let's go back to verse 10. Read through that and then go to 11. I went too fast over that. It says that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. It says that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work. Hallelujah. How does that sound? Being fruitful in every good work. Everything you set your hand to, everything you're involved in, it's fruitful. Does that sound like bondage or does that sound pretty good? That sounds awesome. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. You know we're all supposed to be increasing in the knowledge of God? We're supposed to know more this week than we knew last week. We're supposed to know more in 6 months than we know right now. We're not supposed to just do this. You know, we're supposed to do this. Throughout the whole life, just keep going up. Is that possible? Yeah. Is it possible to be further tomorrow and know more about him and to be closer to him and be wiser and smarter and just walking at a higher level next year than it is this year? Ought to be that way. You know, it ought not to be like, oh, I'm just going through a slump. I just don't know what's wrong. Am I saying you're not going to have challenges? No. But you're going to go right through it. If we know who our God is, we're going to go through it. If we know we're in the center of his will, we're going to go through it. We're going to become stronger, not because he's putting something at us to try to test us. It's because we live in a fallen world and God is our help in it, and he is going to help us through it, and we're going to see some things. We're going to believe in his word. We're going to come through it, and we're going to be that much stronger because that thing tried to come and we overcame it. We just put another notch in our belt. So you're wiser. You're stronger. Somebody else that's 20 years behind you comes up and says, I'm having this problem. You say, let me tell you a few things. I remember when I was going through something like that too. And I learned some stuff. Now, I still have stuff to learn too, but I know more now than I knew before. Isn't that, you know, that's a good thing about getting older. Some things we don't like so much, but that's a good thing. It ought to be that we know more now than we did before, right? You know? You look at poor kids, they think they know everything. Certain levels, you know? And then you realize how much you don't know. You know, as you grow, you realize what you thought you knew 10 years ago. You realize, good night. If I only knew what I knew now. But you know that you're going to look back at yourself 10 years from now and be like, eh, I didn't know everything I quite thought I did then, right? Well, we ought to be that way with God, too. We ought to just keep coming up. Just get higher. Just get closer to Him. Verse 11 says, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power. Strengthened with all might, according to His glory, not according to your power. Not according to your power. Not according to your willpower. Not according to your, you know, Christian easy, charismatic, power pack, blah, blah, blah. No, it's to His power. You know, people get weird on certain things. No, it's really just centering up on Him and being strengthened in Him and drawing from His power. How can you just draw from that power when you know where you're supposed to be and you're walking in the middle of that? Like I said before, there's power there. And then if you feel like you're not as strong as you'd like to be, or you feel like you're hitting something where you feel like the strength isn't there, you can draw on that strength and say, God, you're strengthen me. I am where you told me to be. And so I expect strength. I expect to be able to do this. I expect to do it well. I expect to be strong. According to His glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. Thank you, Lord. Boy, we're just off totally different direction tonight, but that's okay. Still good anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. It says, with joy. For all patience and long suffering with joy. You know we're supposed to be actually enjoying this ride? Do you realize it's not supposed to be a crisis every day? We're not actually supposed to be depressed every day or just on the verge of breaking down every day. Do you realize that? That's news to some people. And we don't watch it, we can live there, even if we knew better at one time. And I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. I'm saying the enemy is sly, and he'll try to get you back in the crisis mode where you think every day you're just scraping to try to get by. You may not say it that way, but inside, you're just feeling like you can tell just inside your energy, your strength is just, you just realize that you're just barely above minimum. You just, something happens, just like, oh, just trying to pull myself up. That's not where we're supposed to live. Did you know that? You know the devil will try to talk you into that you go from a crisis, you get through it, and you're just waiting for the next one. You get through it, and you on one hand, you breathe a sigh of relief, but on the other hand, you're just waiting for the next thing to happen. Because we can get to the place where we've learned to live like that. You know we're not supposed to live like that? Do you know life's not supposed to be a constant battle for the Christian? You know, some people glorify the devil and what he's doing more than God. And if we get into that mode, always talking about what the devil's doing this and the devil's doing that and I'm being attacked here, you get the mentality of a victim that you're always, something is always happening. And you know what you're saying? The devil has my number and he can knock me around anytime he wants to, and he's been doing it. And so I just basically expect bad things to happen. And so I get up, and something happens. It's like, oh, if I just get through this, oh, this happened. And it's this feeling like this is what's going to be happening over and over. I can't do anything about it. And we start talking about what the devil's doing. The devil's doing this. The devil's doing that. The devil attacked me here. The devil attacked me there. And you know what? The more we talk about it, the stronger that gets. What we're basically saying is that the devil has authority in my life and he can knock me around anytime he feels like it. And I am just, although I want to believe in God, I know I'm supposed to be a child of God, for me, it's just not working. I am always just barely getting by. And it's a lie. I said it's a lie. We're not supposed to live like that. We're actually, with everything we've just said here, if we're doing what God has told us to do and we're sure about that, God does not send us down a path of barely getting by. He does not send us down a path that's just, I'm just barely just bumping along and I'm just about ready to break at any point. That's not God. If we'll realize that God himself is helping me and that has supplied everything I need, then we can start looking up and start saying, I'm going to make it. And I'm not going to be depressed in the middle of this. This, right here. This thing, right in front of me. Ha! God's on my side. I'm going through it. I'm going to go through it, and I'm going to get to the other side, and you watch. I'll get to the other side of that, and there'll be another thing. And then if something does come in instead of saying, oh, another thing, we say, okay, and I'm going through this too. And then you start getting momentum to where you're starting to go through this stuff. And you get to the other side. And you get to the other side. And we start to walk where God wants us to walk. And yes, we're going to keep going up. I'm not saying we just peak out. We just keep going up and we just keep getting better and we keep getting stronger. And things that used to bother us, they don't bother us anymore. And yeah, you may have some hiccups. You succumb to something you used to, you know better and you do it anyway. But then you get right back up instead of walling. You get back up and you go on and you strengthen and you're stronger. And you get stronger, and you get stronger, and you grow stronger, and you get closer, and you know more about God, and you know more about God, so you're stronger, and you're stronger, so you go through things. Hallelujah! This is where these are our privileges. This is where we have the ability to live. But to do it, we have to stand up. We have to stand up and say, no, I'm going to live there. That's where I'm going to be. That is not a fairy tale. That's for every Christian. And I'm a Christian, and starting right now, if I haven't been doing what I believe God has told me to do, this is the first day of the rest of my life, and I'm going to make sure that I am on the right path, and I'm going to do it the way He told me to do it, and I'm going to be strong in doing it. And I'm going to be strong now, and I'm going to get stronger tomorrow. And I'm going to get stronger next week. And I'm just going to keep going on until I walk off into heaven. And I see Jesus. And I'm happy. I just got done. I'm here. And hello, Jesus. And I'm ready to come home. But you know what? I was having some fun on earth too while I was there because I was walking as one of his children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is good and His mercy endures forever. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just close our eyes for a moment. Thank God. Let's just think about, I know He's been speaking to your hearts. This is a good time to make adjustments. If we need to tweak, this is a good time to make an adjustment. This is a good time to make a course correction. This is a good time to make sure that where we need to be, if our attitude has slipped to where we just feel like, you know, we're in a state of constant, perpetual despair or getting beat up or, you know, feel like one thing after another is going wrong, it's time to take that back and take control and say, nope, that's not where I'm supposed to live. Enough's enough. And if you need to make sure that you're where you need to be, you need to come before God right now. Come before the Lord and say, Lord, how about it? There may be something He told you to do a year ago, 2 years ago, and you just buried it. It's not gone. You just didn't do it. You didn't act on it. And you kept going on, and you need to make sure that you take the steps that He told you to do. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be a little thing. It could be just something small that you said, no, I'm not going to do that. Don't ever take those steps. And if you know that you took a step, get right back out of it and say, no, God, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be right where You told me to be and make that adjustment. Now is a real good time to make the adjustment. It's the best time you're ever going to have to make that adjustment. No better time. Do it next week, you lost a week. There's nothing like that, but you believe with all you know, you're doing what God told you to do. But you've succumbed to believing that life is just super hard and, you know, God helps some people, but, you know, for whatever reason, things aren't going well for you all the time, and that's just the way it is. And poor me, I'm not making light of any situation. I'm just saying we all are tempted to start, we can all be tempted to go down that path to where we're just barely limping. And we're not excited about life. We're not happy about it. We're not strong. We're feeling like everything is just a crisis and we're going from one to the next. And if we've slipped into that, now's a good time to get out of it. Now's a good time to walk out of here happy and on top of it and believe it. What God says in His Word, that He has an awesome life, everyday life, not something way out, pie in the sky, but right now that you can experience joy and just a peace and a strength just from walking with Him. Not even anything in your life outwardly changing, just on the inside, you just made an adjustment and now you're just enjoying fellowship with the Lord. There is nothing higher than that. You were created to fellowship with Him. And if you're not doing that right now, you're not going to be satisfied. It doesn't matter what else you try to put in its place. But right now, you can just make an adjustment. And nothing on the outside changed, but you're enjoying life. And you've purposed to enjoy life. And you're happy about it. And you've purposed in your heart that I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to walk through strengthened. And I'm just going to enjoy this life. I don't care what happens, and I'm going to stay with God, and I know He's big enough to take me through anything. He's big enough to help me through anything. He's big enough to help me and to get me where He told me to go. If He told me to do it, it's already provided. Everything is there. All I have to do is walk in it, and I just believe I'm going to stay right there and just be stubborn about that.